It is 12 o'clock. We're at the halfway point of the Fall Folk Festival, and I think we need to get something going here, Carlos.
We sure do. Spokane Public Radio.
Okay, has been asked by the Smithsonian Institute for idiosyncratic folk singers to help them find the best folk singer of the last 100 years. So we decided to do it right here on stage at the Fall Folk Festival.
Joining Vern and I as judges will be Janine Jorgensen. Hello, Janine.
Hello, Carlos. Thank you for asking me. I thought you would never talk to
me
again.
I know.
Oh, yeah, cherubs, that's what we do. Well, anyway, let's get going on this. Who is our first contestant, Janine?
Hi there, what's your name? Flower?
Flower, here we go.
And you'll be singing what for us?
Kumbaya.
Kumbaya. Just great. Hey, sweetheart, the 60s called and want their song back.
Hey, Carlos. Go ahead. Right. Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya.
Look, why don't you go take some singing lessons before you turn to seed, Flower? I know it's folk music, but really now, come on.
I think we can move on now.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Carlos, why did you have to do that?
Next contestant, please. Who do we have here?
It's a man. How nice.
All right, I'm hip to this gig.
All right, Mr. Hip, what's your name?
Some women from my past just call me Ramblin' Johnson.
Okay, Ramblin' Johnson, what are you going to grace us with?
A tune I wrote while riding the rails, leaving the suburbs, while finding the truth, while fighting the man. While pushing the envelope, while being a lover.
Okay, just get to it.
Well, this sounds interesting.
How many bugs must a man get bit by before he'll need to scratch? And how many ticks must a girl have to find before those eggs might hatch? The answer, my friend, gets us stung by the bees. The answer is blowing in the breeze.
Interesting. I do love your authentic attitude, and that's a clever use of metaphor, but I think it sounds a lot like something we've heard before.
Sorry, we just don't do plagiarism.
Oh, yeah, sure. Cool, dude. Just keep trucking down that road, looking for the next highway home or pallet to lay my weary bones. But don't look back.
Okay, just keep trucking there, buddy. Just keep trucking on down that road. So who's our next contestant? I cannot wait to hear what winner the Craigslist advertisement has sucked up from the bottom of the barrel.
Well, I don't know. Let's.
I think this next one represents the millennial generation, that self-taught singer-songwriter still finding himself. And what is your name?
Sam.
Sam? Well, tell us, Sam, what will you sing for us?
Well, I'm exploring the nature of relationships and the non-commitment of authentic love, stripped from materialistic expectations, mostly from my own worldview. Just a minute. I got a text.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, look, are you from Portland by any chance?
Yeah, southeast. How'd you guess?
Just a wild guess.
Why do you not get me and all that I am? I try to show you all that I am. My vintage guitar will take me so far. My songs that I write, I can sing them all night. About me. About me.
Well, that is heartfelt. Love is a universal theme, even if it is love for yourself.
But I don't think you're quite what we're looking for.
Certainly not with any GPS known to mankind.
Whatever. That's cool, I guess.
So, who do we have next?
We've got Maria.
Yes, and what will we hear from you today, Maria?
I'm going to do some Mama Rose.
Well, I'm not sure we've heard that in the folk repertoire before.
Curtain up! Light the lights! We got nothing to hip up the heights! Starting here!
That's also not quite what we're looking for.
But I've come all the way to audition for the best of Broadway!
Well, sweetheart, it seems you've arrived at the end of the wrong story. This is a competition for folk singers. No vibrato or jazz hands allowed.
Oh, wait till my agent hears about this. Oh, dear, I'm so sorry that you went out of your way. But, you know, just keep chasing that star. Your dreams are only as far as your pillow, and there's a new chance tomorrow. Tomorrow, I love you. Tomorrow, it's only
Okay, day. Both of you get down to the Opera House right now.
Let's get back on track here. Our next contestant is...
Emma May Bellflower Hyacinth Lulu.
Well, hello there.
And what are you going to sing to us today?
Well, I'm going to give you a little piece of genuine American folk song from where I grew up in Trump Holler in Yahoo County, northeastern Georgia. This come down from my daddy's side of the family, from his daddy's side of his family, and so on back to 1703. It is a story of unrequited love and how that has formed the basis for modern relationships as we know them today, as seen through a psychoanalytical perspective in a Freudian kind of way.
Oh, this is going to be really good. Okay, let's have it.
In Scarlet Town, where I was born, there was a fair maid dwelling, and every youth cried well away, for her name was Barbary Allen. 'Twas in the merry month of May, the green buds were swelling. Sweet William on his deathbed lay for the love of Barbary Allen. I know y'all want to keep it kind of short, so I kept it kind of short. What do you think?
Oh, that's the loveliest, most touching, beautiful song I've ever heard.
But did it have to have so much twang?
Well, I think I need to solve this one. As the voice of classical music, I'm always looking for the deep, the eternal, from this art form, folk music. So here's my ruling. Each performer brings us a piece of the whole puzzle, which is folk music. Number one, with Kumbaya, shows us our common legacy. Number two is the prophet, using the art form to warn us of impending doom. Number three may be fixated on himself, but reminds us that it is all personal. Number four, having wandered in from the Great White Way, tells us that there's no euphoria greater than the ecstasy of singing. But the young woman we just heard proves that the most fundamental aspect of it all is honesty, and I cast my vote for honesty. How about number five, folks?
I agree.
Absolutely.
Okay, number five it is. The greatest folk singer of the last 100 years.
Thank you very much to Nisha Schramm, Janine Jorgensen, Maxie Ray Mills, Milad Abide, and Linda Parman for helping us out with that.
And we're here at the Fall Folk Festival. We were beginning our second hour of performers. We have three different acts coming along here before we get done at 1 o'clock. And certainly we want to thank everybody helping out, these sound people, Pam Meyer getting the sound for the house, and Scott Martinez sending it out to the radio, Ken Glaster, who's been behind it all, and all those other volunteers who have been involved in keeping it all going. Our stage volunteers, Bill Wright, Steve Sackett, Maxie Ray Mills, keeping everything going on stage. And so we continue with the Fall Folk Festival.
And I'm going to try and continue with my voice here, see how long it lasts. Our next act is Ann Sherman, an indie folk singer-songwriter from Washington State. Ann Sherman has more than a decade's experience performing in different bands with various genres. He's performed all across the UK, Ireland, and the United States. Earlier this year, he released his latest album, This Side of the Grave. Big hand for Ann Sherman.
Thank you.
Brothers and sisters, we are beggars in a city, and silver and gold won't fill the pockets of our souls. Met a drunk old man while waiting for a train. Whiskey on his breath and speech slurred. One look into his eyes, those oceans of pain. I knew he had a story just waiting to be heard. Said he'd had a lot of things like women, drink, and wealth. Couldn't seem to get this emptiness cured. He said it's all just endless noises humming in our heads. Son, those noises, they ain't waiting to be heard. And oh, my brothers and sisters, we are beggars in a city. Silver and gold won't fill the pockets of our souls. I've got this stirring in my soul that's urging me to move. Oh, this tune of life, it's a broken record. Well, I've had enough, I'm lifting the needle from the groove. There's got to be a new song that's waiting to be heard. And oh, my brothers and sisters, we are beggars in a city. Silver and gold won't fill the pockets of our souls. Yeah, oh, my brothers and sisters, we are beggars in a city. Silver and gold won't fill the pockets of our souls. I'm listening for that trumpet. I'm listening for that trumpet. I'm listening for the sound of my Lord. Oh, I'm listening for that trumpet. I'm listening for that trumpet. I'm listening for the sound of my Lord. Brothers and sisters, we are beggars in a city. Silver and gold won't fill the pockets of our souls. Yeah, oh, my brothers and sisters, we are beggars in a city. And silver and gold won't fill the pockets of our souls.
Thank you. I'm happy to have my good friend, Caleb McAlpine, playing with me. He's a good friend who traveled around with me in the UK. And that last song was called Waiting to Be Heard. It's the first song on my album, This Side of the Grave, which I have for sale. So I'll be playing at 2:45 in the Littlefoot Room. So please come check that out. And this next song is called The Great Sigh.
It's been a long and a weary drought, with water dripping out of the spout. Swollen throats and cracked and bloody mouths. It's been a long and a weary drought. Cause the works of my hands have fallen from my hold. Too many times now to be told. And my heart is heavy and my hands are cold. Oh my God, it's getting old. Looking for the river that won't run dry. And I'm searching for the waters that satisfy. I am looking for the river that won't run dry. I am waiting for the great sigh. My words are vain, reject them all. They make the truest meanings come to a halt. So hear the depths from which they call. Voiceless longing in my heart and soul. I am looking for the river that won't run dry. And I'm searching for the waters that satisfy. Looking for the river that won't run dry. I am waiting for the great sigh. Looking for the river that won't run dry. And I'm searching for the waters to satisfy. I'm looking for the river that won't run dry. I am waiting for the great sigh.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This last song is called Douglas, and it's about the Pacific Northwest and all of its greatness. And it will feature Caleb on the vocals. Once again, I'm N. Sherman, and I'll be playing at 2:45 in the Littlefoot Room. So please come check that out.
Sweeping through the trees, soft and sweet, this playful ocean breeze. It's the song from Bend to Kitimat and back again, via west to Clallam shores, ferries through international ports. It's true that this wind, it passes over lines, over heights, over nights, to bring us home again. Douglas going sea to sky, planted to never die. High five and borderlines defined, nestled in pines. Our story lies,
the smell of evergreen fills my mind with days of simple things, with whispers of coming winter's winds, making our way through snow qual me pass on to something new. Bellevue Street lead on through powdered snow to Seattle.
Douglas scoring sea to sky, planted to never die. I find and borderline divine, nestled in pines. Douglas on Stanley's side before Vancouver sides, trickling north to south, one blood with different lines. Our story lies, oh, 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 oh.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, thank you. We've been hearing N. Sherman along with Caleb. Thanks so much. And as he mentioned, they'll be back at 2:45 in the Littlefoot Room here at Spokane Community College, where the Fall Folk Festival is just really getting rolling out there. There's people doing things in the hall, and there's people doing things in a lot of rooms. I want to mention a few people here with the Fall Folk Festival. Some of them have pretty close ties one way or another with Spokane Public Radio. Rounds Mountain Boys are going to be here in the Bluegrass Room in a while, and we're going to have them for our KPBX Kids concert exactly in 1 week. About a 1 week and half an hour from now, they will be doing the next free KPBX Kids concert at the Bing. So that's the Browns Mountain Boys. And then for others, that we'd like to point out. Jenny Edgren does a lot of things for Spokane Public Radio. She's doing some of the kids' stories here. And Truck Mills is busy in the, one of the singer-songwriters. And how could we ever have a Dan Marsh show without Heidi Muller? She is here for the Fall Folk Festival this year. Let's watch for her. But right now, let's get right in the present as we have Daniel Hall getting ready to go. This guitarist from Spokane recently finished his first solo album called, appropriately enough, Finally. He's recorded albums with the progressive rock band Floodline and with Rubberlicious. He graduated from that great audio engineering program at Spokane Falls Community College, studied music theory and jazz improvisation. He puts it all together. Please welcome Daniel Hall.
Thank you.
Beginning before the change, I used to wonder why. I looked out the window every day, hoping one day to fly. Taking no chances, playing it safe, stuck in the same routine. I felt like a zombie, barely awake, glued to the TV screen. Then out of nowhere, without a sound, the skies began to clear. Before my eyes, to my surprise, I suddenly had no fear. My time roaming around, but was I really free? I never knew how good life could really be. I traveled the world and read every line, yet nothing was quite enough. I've been everywhere, yet nothing compares to here in the light of love.
Thank you. I'm used to playing these songs with a loop pedal that allows me to solo over them, so they're a little more stripped down right now. This next song is called Ready Now. It's on my solo album.
Reality kills. To see something new would really be nice for a change. I'm aiming far out of range. Shoot for the sky and the desert land. I don't know if I'll be back again. I'm aiming with no guided direction in sight. Heading into this vast and endless night. Leaving the baggage behind, there's no room for weight. Feeling as light as the wind. Here I am lost, yet I am found. I'm flying with my feet still on the ground. When I arrive, when no one's sleeping awakes. After the storm, after the hurricane breaks. The water is clear as far as the eye can see. I think I am ready now. Shoot for the sky and the desert land. I don't know if I'll be back again. Land. I don't know if I'll be back again. Oh, shoot for the sky in the desert land. I don't know if I'll be back again. Home.
Thank you very much.
Someday you will die, but I'll be close behind. I'll follow you into the dark. No blinding light to tunnels of gates of white. As our hands clasp so tight, wait for the hint of a spark. With heaven and hell beside, but they both are satisfied. Illuminate the nose on the vacancy signs. There's no one beside you when your soul embarks. I'll follow you into the dark. Catholic school is vicious as Roman rule. Well, I got my knuckles bruised by a lady in black. And I held my tongue as she told me, son, that fear is the heart of love. So I never went back. With heaven and hell beside, but they both are satisfied. Illuminate the nose on the vacancy signs. If there's no one beside you when your soul embarks, I'll follow you into the dark. You and me have seen everything to see, from Bangkok to Calgary, on the soles of our shoes. Now they're all worn down, but time for sleep is now. It's nothing to cry about, 'cause we'll hold each other soon in the blackest of moons. with heaven and hell beside, but they both are satisfied. Illuminate the nose on their vacancy signs. If there's no one beside you when your soul embarks, I'll follow you into the dark. I'll follow you into the dark.
Thanks a lot.
Daniel Hall. Yeah, thanks. Thanks so much. Daniel Hall, he'll be back. There's plenty more of a chance to hear him. It's at 4:30 today in the underground room that we get to hear from Daniel. And this is the Fall Folk Festival. We have one more major act to go, and we have a few other things, including a few surprises. Feels to me, Carlos, like we need to keep this thing funded one way or another. Can we find a sponsor, do you think? Oh, going to have Milad go first?
Yep.
Okay. We have Milad here as our house band to kind of do whatever we need and fill in. He's joining us on a lot of our bits. Milad from a really legendary family and a name around here. He teaches at Gonzaga and does a lot of great things in our community. Let's hear from Milad Abide. What do you got, Milad?
Just something soft and pretty.
Good. Something soft and pretty from Milad Abide.
Much.
Milad Abide, our guitarist, our house band for the Fall Folk Festival.
So, Vern, we got a new sponsor this year.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, we do. Millennial Life Coaching.
Do you have existential angst?
Are you feeling less than valued in your current barista job?
Are you tired of always being the youngest child in your family?
Come to Millennial Life Coaching, located in No Spray, the hip new light industrial neighborhood. No Spray, that's north of Sprague, out there by the recycling plant and horse track.
Staffed by genuine, certified, accredited, licensed boomers and Gen Xers, these trained life coaches can help you address all these current issues.
The meaning of life.
Life without meaning.
Bros and fillies.
How to plug in while unplugging.
Meditation for this millennia.
The Zen of bronies.
How to drive traffic to your Vine account.
tattoo symbolism and placement.
How to set limits with your parents.
Shaved sides and man buns.
Sliding scale fees, mid-20th century decor in the waiting room, and flexible barter plans available.
As boomers and Gen Xers, our understanding counselors have been there, too.
Don't forget, we were the generations that invented colonic massage.
Remember, at Millennial Life Coaching, you're entitled to feel better.
Millennial Life Coaching. We got another one too, don't we? Another
yeah, question? Let's. I think we need. We're still not funded well enough. We need a little bit more funding, which I think we can get right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, we got someone on board this year. We've had before the Marmot Musk House.
Come visit Spokane's newest microbrew ale house, Marmot Musk House.
Located on Market Street in the newest, bustling, re-gentrified, upscale micro shop neighborhood of Hilliard, Marmot Musk House features finely crafted microbrews using the newly rediscovered process of animal brewing. And we only use animal parts from local growers and providers.
The chickens come from Perry District Backyard Cooperative.
The squirrels come from Manitou Park Farm.
Some marmots from Riverfront Free Range Farm.
And the elk come from elk.
Don't be put off by animal brewing. This is not at all new. In the Middle Ages, it was widely known that the Black Plague rats were used in making the king's ale. In fact, the word lager comes from the old English usage of lager, which is what they used to say right before they used a big stick to dispatch rats for use in brewing.
Ancient China used snakes in making their white liquor, which slithered down one's throat, and colonial Americans included possums, squirrels, horned toads, beavers, spotted owls, and all the newfound critters that they discovered.
So come on down and taste our
Marmot Musk Stout, made with stout marmots.
Gray squirrel nut porter, made with those special squirrel dangly bits.
Crow Cask Ale. It will make you order another at last call.
Raccoon Red, using the famed Corbin Park raccoons.
And Valley Skunk Bitter for the extra musky flavor you get out there in the valley.
After the Fall Folk Festival, please visit us for a sample of our fine animal brews. You'll never look at your cat the same way again. Thank you, Milad. Thank you, Carlos. I don't know if he cares to, but we'll say that he is the writer for this show. We'll let you know that. Carlos Alden.
Brandon
I'm the host of the show on Sunday, which is the Nacho Celtic Hour, Sundays at 2 o'clock on KPBX. A lot of people involved with this whole thing, and when we're at a 20th anniversary, there's a lot of legacy to be thinking about, and we can't even be fair, but some names that come to mind over these past 20 years are Claudia Craven. She was here 20 years ago and been involved ever since. Sylvia Goebel, starting at the beginning and running this show right now, figuring out who plays where. Linnell Henschley, also for 20 years. Other folks, Eric Johnson's been with us, Barb Keefe, Dave McCray, Mary Neighbor, Steve Shenham, Nora Scott, Susan Dankovich, and all of the things that she brings to dancing, the Spokane Storytellers League. All these folks who have had so much influence, and everybody else, everybody that's attended for 20 years in this amazing event. Spokane Community College, it goes until 10 o'clock tonight, and by 10 o'clock tonight, everybody will be beautifully exhausted because it ends the way it's supposed to end, with a contra dance. Then a few years ago, they added the second day. It got so huge, and the Sunday is the really sweet and gentle day around here. Starts in the morning and goes till 5 o'clock in the afternoon for the Fall Folk Festival.
And Vern's been talking to you about the legacy. Our next band, the one that's going to finish off our show, is the Afterthoughts Legacy.
And this is a great story that we have to tell about this.
A decade or so ago, 8-year-old Aaron Castilla approached Jim Shamp at a bluegrass jam and asked him to be taken to Wintergrass, the annual winter bluegrass festival over in Tacoma. Following this trip, these two, with some help, did a show. Shortly after, and with help from Frank Wagner and his extensive contacts, the Afterthoughts Diversified Bluegrass Band was born. In the following decade, the Afterthoughts have excited audiences in such diverse venues as the five-state Regional Boy Scout Jamboree, boat cruises for kids with cancer, Pike's Market in Seattle, and many more. Aaron is now 19, and the band is disbanded, but is delighted to be together again at the Fall Folk Festival in what will be a true family reunion. And the deal is, Jim Shamp, the guy over here sitting down, has been like organizing this and bringing up young musicians to play with the, he's called them the old fart rhythm section. Throughout the years, this has been a nurturing and learning activity. This is the true meaning of folk music, and I thought this would be so wonderful as the last band in our broadcast today for the 20th anniversary festival. Big hands to the Afterthoughts legacy.
He is 17 years old. And then next to Justin on the mandolin, we got Aaron Castilla. He's actually 20 years old, just turned. And then on his left, we got Ashley Dreyer, and she is 16 years old on the fiddle.
And then Miss Macy Morgan.
Thank you.
This prison, 20 years more, I got shot by a woman with a 44, and I'll be back dead, my baby, I got 99 years and one dark day. I knew straight across the yard. As my sailor puts it away, I got 99 years on a dark day.
Thank you all very much. That was one called 99 Years in One Dark Day. And we're going to close it off with one on, this one's called Remington Ride.
Playing at the festival.
Tomorrow.
They're tomorrow. Tomorrow we got Afterthoughts Legacy playing at 2:30 here. Another great reason to come back for the second day of the Fall Folk Festival. What a great festival it's been, certainly thanks to Afterthoughts Legacy. Let's have another round of applause for them.
I want to thank everybody that came out to the broadcast today. You guys have been a great audience. I hope you enjoy the rest of the day. I want to thank Vern Windham for doing this with me.
And Carlos, thank you. And Carlos Alden, all these years. All our performers, Los Vigiles, Blue Knight, Daniel Hall, Two-Bit Jug Band, Ben Sherman, and Liz Rognes, and, of course, Afterthoughts Legacy, playing for us these last 2 hours. We've done this because we have the support of many underwriters, including Spokane Folklore Society, presenting a community contra dance with live music and instruction every Wednesday, 7:30 to 9:30 at the Spokane Women's Club. Information at SpokaneFolkloreSociety.org. Big round for Spokane Folklore Society.
Can we start our song now?
One of these days they'll change their name to the Spokelore Society. Also, the Cleaning Authority, providing eco-friendly weekly and bi-weekly house cleaning services, locally owned and operated by Mark and Susan Silver. Details at Spokane.thecleaningauthority.com. Also, Northwest Museum of Arts and Culture, presenting Sean Kenny's Nature Connects, Lego brick sculptures with over half a million Lego bricks, beginning November 16th. More at northwestmuseum.org. Certainly our folks here, Nisa Schramm, Maxie Ray Mills, Milad Abide, Linda Parman, Janine Jorgensen, so many people, that great stage crew, Bill Wright, Steve Sackett, and as mentioned, Maxie Ray Mills, and everyone else, our stage help donors, Joy Morgan, Carol Ann Herman, Linda Parman, Pam Davies, Kevin Jones, Tim Brown, and everybody who keeps Spokane Public Radio on the air throughout the year and all the time. We'll be in a new building on Tuesday morning broadcasting from there. And could anything be more perfect from the fact that what we will be broadcasting Tuesday morning is, yes, you guessed it, a pledge drive. Yes, yes, indeed. So, big round for everybody to Spokane Folklore Society's Fall Folk Festival. Come join us here till 10 o'clock tonight until 5 o'clock tomorrow night at Spokane Community College, the northeast quadrant of Spokane. Let's bring back up this great band, Afterthoughts Legacy, and let's thank them.
There we go.
Thank you so much for being part of the broadcast, folks.